The freighter waited for clearance to make its final approach to Kronos Station, while Connor Gates and his squad hid in a shipping container in the vast belly of the vessel. Connor glanced at his men. They were the most famous squad that no one outside the NA command had ever heard of. Officially, they didn't exist. For hundreds of years, Black Ops military platoons had celebrated a long tradition of working in the shadows, and their effectiveness was measured by the undetected execution of their missions. Even within the shadowy confines of Black Ops, Connor's ghosts were a bit of a legend. When failure was not an option, it was the ghosts who were given the toughest missions. Connor had been the CO of the ghosts for 10 years. Not even a blip in the prolonged lifetimes of people in this day and age. "We're patched in, Colonel," Sawyer said. Connor used his implants to access the open comms channel on the bridge. "Freighter JEC-2701, hold your approach while we validate the codes for your ship," the harbor master said. "Copy, we'll hold the approach," the freighter's helmsman replied. A subscreen appeared on Connor's heads-up display that showed the ship's codes being matched up with the records being transferred from the lunar shipping yards. The station comms channel was muted by someone on the freighter's bridge, and Connor heard the helmsman speaking. "Captain, with as many deliveries as we make to this station, you'd think they'd give us a warmer welcome," said the helmsman. "They're following standard protocol," said the captain. "Yeah, but targeting us with their weapons systems every time we come here is a bit much. It's not like we're part of the syndicate or anything," said the helmsman. "And here I thought you couldn't wait for some shore leave on a luxurious seventh-generation deep space station," said the captain. Connor muted the comms channels and clenched his teeth at the mention of the syndicate. He'd been hunting them for the past 5 years, patiently working his way closer to the vast crime family that had the power to challenge the nation-states of old. The soldier next to Connor checked his weapon while he waited.
"If they only knew the head of the syndicate had taken up residence on this station," Major Casey Douglas said.